From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting another massacre in Pakistan. A gun and bomb attack on a university campus in the northwest Wednesday killed at least 20, including 18 students, and wounded dozens. The military says a group of four terrorists stormed the Bacha Khan University in the town of Chersada. They were all killed by security forces. Nawab Khan, father of one student, said there were rumors about another attack on a school in Peshawar. It's unclear who is responsible. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman denounced the attack as against Islamic Sharia. More than 150 were killed in an army school attack in December 2014. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan Wednesday, at least seven journalists were apparently targeted by a suicide bomber in Kabul. The bomber detonated explosives near a vehicle owned by a company that works for Tolo News, Afghanistan's first 24-hour news channel. The channel had been threatened after reporting on alleged Taliban abuses in their offensive against the city of Kunduz. Tunisian police clashed again Wednesday with protesters demanding jobs in the city of Kasserine, a second day of protests that followed the death of an unemployed man. Witnesses say police used water cannon and tear gas. Groups of protesters erected roadblocks and threw stones. This protester, Mohammed Kadouri, said the demonstrators are defending their right to work. The only way to be heard are clashes. He says we've asked for 5 years, and there is no response. Late Wednesday, the government promised to create thousands of new jobs in Kasserine. The North African country has been plagued by high unemployment and poverty since the 2011 revolution that toppled longtime President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. This is VOA News. Uncertainty over the timing of talks on Syria's future and the humanitarian crisis in that country were high on the agenda Wednesday as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, sat down for talks in Switzerland. The meeting comes amid heightened concerns over Monday's scheduled start of U.N.-mediated talks and a political transition that may be now in jeopardy. Mr. Lavrov says he has no thoughts about moving the start time of the talks to next month. He expressed confidence the talks will get underway this month. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
Our expectation is that the talks will take place on January 25th. Those are UN-led talks. It's really for the parties involved to reach agreement on who will participate in those talks, but we still want to see them take place on January 25th, and I think it's the Russians' sentiment as well. You, of course, have to ask them, but clearly that's the date we're still looking toward.
There's widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in the talks, and officials say the meetings next week cannot proceed until there's a mutually acceptable list. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and six allied defense ministers agreed in Paris Wednesday to step up the campaign against Islamic State. The meeting followed the removal of IS fighters from the Iraqi city Ramadi last month.
We agreed that we all must do more. I believe today's discussion gave every minister the opportunity to discuss with their governments what else they can bring to the table and how they can better align their efforts with our common goals and strategy.
He announced that 26 ministers will meet next month in Brussels to talk about military operations against Islamic State. The U.S.-led coalition says its airstrikes hit an Islamic State cash collection point near IS's northern Iraqi stronghold Mosul, destroying tens of millions of dollars for jihadists using to pay their fighters. A U.S. defense spokesman said the attack Monday was the second strike in Mosul against an IS financial target in as many weeks. The mystery of the poisoning death of ex-KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko may be solved Thursday when a British judge releases the findings of his inquiry. Litvinenko died nearly a decade ago after he was allegedly poisoned by a cup of tea laced from polonium-210, a rare radioactive isotope. The International Criminal Court is considering whether it should go forward with the trial of Lord's Resistance Army Commander Dominic Ongwen. He's facing 70 charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder, enslavement, pillaging, and cruel treatment of civilians. Zimbabwe's Constitutional Court Wednesday outlawed child marriages involving girls under age 18. The case was brought by two women forced into child marriages. A third of Zimbabwean women are said to have married before 18, with some marrying as young as 12. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.